Welcome to St. Augustine this evening, the Mike Davis Show, and we have a whole host of guests. We had to bring in extra chairs. We don't have any extra microphones. Pete won't pay for any more. Some days he's just cheap. All that money he made, the millions off the Florida Man game, and we can't get an extra microphone in here.
He had a rough day. If I were you, I would lay off Pete. He had a rough day.
It's Mike's weekend. He's not laying off anybody.
I'm not laying off anybody. It's my Friday. Pete's still got one more day in the week. He can just deal with it.
I'll be out of the state soon, so I'm okay.
we're all good. We're going to have a great show today. We have all kinds of great things, including the impending apocalypse.
The impending doom.
Yes. Terminator might almost be here.
Yay.
We have video.
Why not?
We have video of Terminator. Okay. Before we do all that, we got to make a little bit of money. So let's do some ad reads, make some money. We love our sponsors. One of them who insures this show, Brightway Insurance, the Casey Agency, has proudly stood by their customers through hurricanes, major floods, hail, fire, all of those things. They've been right there for them and a huge help. Honesty and integrity are the pillars of their core values, says owner Ashley Casey. They pride themselves on being insurance experts while helping their clients develop strategies to meet their insurance needs.
Strategeries.
They do strategery for insurance, and it's really important because in this state, insurance is expensive, and you need somebody on your side. So give Brightway Insurance, the Casey Agency, a call. Great agents over there.
Another great team to have on your side is the team at South State Bank. They are a group of bankers you can count on. Their approach to building long-term relationships with their customers is the best in the business. If you are looking for a banking relationship you can depend on, check out South State Bank. They've got three locations to serve you in St. Augustine, State Road 312, State Road 16, or the beach. You can also visit them on their website, southstatebank.com. They are a member FDIC. It's getting hot out there, folks. Powell Heating and Air Conditioning, they have been dedicated to customer service, and they have been a locally owned business for 39 years. That is a long track record of serving you, St. Augustine. Their dedication is evident in everything they do. From the moment they answer your call until the time they leave your home, they are working to make you comfortable and confident about the care and service you receive from Powell. With their fleet of 10-plus trucks, a 15,000-square-foot warehouse stocked with parts and equipment, they are ready to serve you around the clock. They service all heating and air conditioning brands, and their emergency service is always open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, including nights, weekends, and holidays.
And Bozard Ford Lincoln in St. Augustine, they've been a Ford dealer here in St. Augustine since 1949. They are an amazing company. They want your time to be enjoyable, stress-free whenever you buy a new or used car. They've also been ranked the number one automotive dealership in the country by Dealer Raider.
Yes, sir.
Amazing group out there. Go see Bo, Letty, all of their amazing staff. When you're there, stop by and get the Troy Burger.
What?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No. It's not the Troy Burger.
The 904.
The 904 Now Burger.
The Jiffy Burger.
I just wanted to make Pete a little madder. I was just working on it. I know I heard Pete worked on his burger.
He only has one burger. Don't steal it from him.
Yeah, I am.
Don't take the man's burger.
Don't take the man's burger. Before we introduce everybody, we need to do the Bozard Ford Community Update.
Yes, sir.
Lots of things going on this weekend. The Hastings, Florida Cabbage, Potato, and Bacon Festival.
Yes.
They had me at cabbage. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Lots of great events. If you go to www.hastingsfl.org, you can see all the events. It's a revitalization of Hastings downtown, which I think is long overdue. Yep. Very happy and want them to be able to do that. Flagler College Science Week is still going on. So if you want to go to Flagler EDU and check out Science Week, you can.
Science.
Weird science.
Please don't follow that. And then the second annual Grand Luau for Task Force Hydro 1 is at the Mark Lance Armory. It's May 11th, 5 to 8 p.m. Come meet Amanda and I. We will be there. Amanda with her spouse, Louie, and me with Darcy. It is going to be an amazingly fun time. The Back Bay study was last night. I missed it because I had dinner with kids.
They're going out in public with you guys?
Yeah, I know. They are going. Our spouses are going out in public with us. Yes, and according to the Jackie Hurd calendar, today is not Troy Blevins Day.
It is not.
It is not Troy Blevins
again?
Day.
No.
All right, so let's welcome everybody here. We have Blake Blevins, BB.
What up, Blake?
Did you get up early this morning?
No.
How late did you get up?
8 a.m.
Rumor was 9 a.m. Are you on Central Time?
I left at 7:45, and there was no sound coming from that room.
None whatsoever.
None.
So allegedly it was an 8 a.m. wake up Eastern time.
I cannot confirm or deny. Yes. I got home at 9:30 and he was not there. So it was before 9:30.
Before 9:30. All right. Okay. All right. Did you bring your A game today?
No.
Because we are playing 70s TV trivia today.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Me and Lenny were like, we got so excited. Oh, man, I got a chance. Me and Lenny were so excited about that.
He's been telling me that's what's going to happen today all week. And I still have it.
But this was this morning I woke up and I had like 6 or 7 decent questions. Mm-hmm. And then every once in a while, the news just throws up stuff that you're like, oh, we definitely have to go over that today. So Blake has got
We're wading through vomit. That's what I just heard.
News vomit. Yes. The real vomit. It's just a bunch of stories that got thrown up, and it's there.
Spewed out.
I'm wearing boots, so we're good.
Everybody, when you get a chance, Tim, all week long, has been having a drink for every time somebody mentions Taylor Swift. So if you get a chance and any interest to mention Taylor Swift, Tim would like an early start to the weekend as well.
I'm now Pavlov's dog.
You've said Taylor Swift like four times already.
Yes, I know.
And I've said it once.
Yes.
So I'll try not, because I don't, Jim or Tim's my friend. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to get
too drunk. Which Tim it is?
Is it Tim Goss?
No, it's Tim Cosgrove.
Oh, Tim Cosgrove. Oh.
He's my cousin.
Oh, I don't care how much he drinks.
He's fine. He's good. It'll be okay. Yeah, it's probably his Friday.
Taylor Swift your ass off.
Well, every time I see his name pop up in comments now, I immediately have this impulse to say Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I don't know if that's ever happened to you before, sir, but that's what's happening now.
I know. I see his name pop up, and it's like, oh, my God, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's on. All right. So
it's worse, I guess.
There's all kinds of – we got to introduce Blake's here, Troy and Lenny. Mm-hmm. Are you guys a couple today?
No, we are. We're sharing a microphone.
Right. Okay. But you're not playing trivia together.
We are not. He's on his own.
Okay.
We're not tag teaming this. We're not Batman and Robin it, because I'm used to being a sidekick.
Yes.
And
he is a sidekick.
That's exactly it.
They definitely won't tag team against Trump, though.
You can't have two sidekicks in
exactly,
a duo.
Exactly. That's our point.
It doesn't work.
Better than being a side piece. That's all I'm saying.
That depends on how much you're getting paid.
How bad do you want to go to that?
Suddenly I feel a sugar baby daddy relationship.
I'm not cheap, but I'm very easy. What can I say?
It's great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So we
can't take your kids anywhere.
We did have to tape bollocks early because I'm going to the concert tonight.
Which concert?
Brothers Osborne.
At the
St. Augustine Amphitheater.
Which
and
is
you
an
know
amazing.
They wrote a song for me.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the one that introduced me to my own song.
It's not my fault.
I'm not for everyone.
That is true. That is another. They've got several songs about you.
Yeah.
Yes. The one I know that's not about you is Stay a Little Longer.
Yeah.
No, I know this is definitely not about you.
I'm usually like, it's time for you to go. Do they have a song, It's Time for You to Go?
Yeah, they're working on it.
That would be my song.
My grandmother had a saying that she was kind of famous for, and it was, it's time to take your children home now. Yes. And when she had enough of the grandkids, she would look at my mom or my aunts, and she would say, it's time to take your children home now.
And the term cold shoulder, we did this.
We did cold shoulder.
And word what it was, if like you went to a family house or something like that, and instead of saying it's time for you to go, they would hand you like a piece of cold pork or something like that, or cold meat.
Take this with you. Take home.
Right. And that meant get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's where the term cold shoulder came from, is that was a time to get out.
Yeah.
Here's your pork.
So
head down the road.
Survival strategy if you're broke is to just overstay your welcome and then you get fed.
Get the meal to go. Right. Well, in Troy's case, it's here's your hat, watch your hurry.
Because
we can use that every day of the week with Troy in a different hat.
Yeah.
It's facts. 100%.
All right, we have a couple of different stories.
No way.
And Amanda has a video.
I do.
So I watched this early this morning, and I continue to say that at the end of my first semester in college, so December 84 or November 84, I went to go see a movie that I thought was a B science fiction movie that turned out to be a great franchise later on, The Terminator. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that it was a documentary smuggled from the future for us to watch warn us about what the impending doom was of AI and robots. This morning, I watched a video of this.
Yes.
It's not good for us.
No.
No.
Who knew the apocalypse was going to come out of a robot dog's
booty hole? It's a robot dog with a fire extinguisher.
No, flamethrower.
I'm sorry,
the opposite of an extinguisher.
Darn. Is that a sputter? Or it's
look
space.
At its little.
It doesn't matter. It's still burning.
It's
you.
No, no. I think
it's a space.
Somebody fact check.
It has a giant flamethrower on top of it.
On it, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not feeling really good about this.
Yeah.
I got to tell, and it can jump. It like it'll jump, elevate itself. It does all these crazy things.
It's got little
happy
feet while it's murking you with a flamethrower.
This is a bad thing for us.
Yeah. Anyone ever ask you in 1984 if your name was Sarah Connor? The answer is no.
No. No, it is not.
She went that way. I saw her just the other day.
No, not me. No, when I look at that video, I think this is just bad news.
I don't like it at all.
Do you fear for your survival, or do you looking forward to being herded by fire-breathing dog robots?
No.
No.
I, for one, will happily welcome all canine robots. Please don't burn me,
as
my
long
overlords.
As you don't have a
flame. Hey, hey. So long as I'm the one that trains it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
See, right now, I wish we had this time to do all these shows because I would have a video of Phil Hartman. Remember Phil Hartman playing Frankenstein on Saturday Night? Fire bad!
Only problem with the robot dogs is you can't entice them with a bone or a steak. They're not going to fall for it.
They're not going to bite you, but they are going to burn you.
Yes.
And I just want you to know, for those of you out there, it's just a flamethrower. Trust me, the next thing they mount to that will fire weapons.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I'm pretty sure a flamethrower is firing a weapon.
I think it is weapon.
No, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a full-on Gatling gun.
Yes.
They're going to have to work on the hydraulics. I don't know if those little happy feet are going to be able to hold up to the recoil on a Gatling gun.
I have told a lot of my friends that are Second Amendment rights people, I said, it's on a ticking clock.
Yeah.
And they said to me, I said, well, whenever they send a titanium robot to your door to serve whatever summons it is, and your handgun will not hurt the titanium robot. Yeah. The Second Amendment is over at that point in time.
Good luck with the 9mm.
Unless we can start getting plasma rifles, right? I mean, unless we get something like that, we're in deep trouble.
Bobby says, send a Molotov cocktail its way.
Well,
or a gas-filled balloon.
There was a joke that someone said I was never afraid of robots because I felt like you always could pour water on them and that would ruin
short
them.
They
would just short them out. They said, I'm going to need more water for this. Gonna need a bigger,
so,
gonna need a bigger water tank.
Shyamalan's movie was actually about robots instead of aliens. That movie, The Signs. Okay. There's alien race comes to devour our planet, and it comes to a planet that's 75% water, and they can't survive water.
Ooh.
Great story.
Absolutely.
Easy battle.
Yeah, I mean, it was for Mel Gibson.
There's all this water around.
The signs.
And what is it? Merle, right? Was the brother, the son, or the cousin, or the was? He's like
swing away, Merle.
Swing away. You're like, look, M.
Night.
Everyone saw that one coming, right? Yeah. Everyone, the water, the swinging, the bat. Everybody got that one coming. It was like no one was like, oh my gosh, I never saw that ending coming.
And
now the Sixth Sense. I never saw that ending coming, right?
That's why I'm terrible to watch movies with.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he's wearing the same thing, he's dead.
He's wearing the same thing.
You're a fashionista.
He never changes outfits.
Yeah.
And no one else talks to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No one else in the entire movie talked to him. So I was like, he's dead. And I was watching it with other people, and they're like, shut up.
Did anybody get up and walk out?
No. We were watching it at the house, and they were really mad at me. I did the same thing in 7. What was in the box? I knew what was in the box. So
Again, proving that Brothers Osborne did not write the song "Stay a Little Longer" for you.
No. They didn't want me in the movie. They didn't want. They were like, "Why are you even talking?"
No.
So anytime it's a mystery movie or something like that, you don't want to watch it with me.
Noted.
Yeah, because I see the things over here on the wall.
Yeah,
it's my OCD that makes it happen. And
So before we get to the Columbia student to bring us all back to a kumbaya moment,
okay. Really?
there was a trial. Lenny had an observation about the presidential immunity trial.
Mm-hmm.
He offered it to us in show prep, and I said, "Don't say it again until we're on the air." So, Lenny, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Well, if the Supreme Court, in their lack of infinite wisdom, decides that there is presidential immunity and the former president will not be held accountable for the things he did to try to stop the transfer of power, if they support that decision, then Joe Biden's never leaving the Oval Office. Why would he have to?
Okay, all right, that's a bet.
Okay,
I'm gonna take the bet. I'm gonna take it. The over or under? Will he even make it to the end of this term?
Probably.
Okay. Now, when you say he's never leaving the office, I'm assuming you mean that six people won't carry him out because he is no longer breathing.
Does haunting the White House count?
Just haunting the White House.
We got a lot of dead presidents wandering around in there. I'm telling you right now, those walls could talk.
Does he know he's there now?
Pretty sure.
Who told him? I want to know who told him this morning.
He just made nice with the Teamsters and a couple other unions.
I mean, a younger president, a Barack Obama, I would be like, well, yeah, he's going to stay there a long time.
He's got a little fight in.
But you're picking the guy who is going to be the oldest president. He's already the oldest president. If he gets reelected, he'll be the new oldest president.
Right, yeah.
He's not making it that long.
I agree, but he's certainly salivating, or at least Kamala is. She's going, if he keels over, he'll never get me out of here.
You didn't say her. You said
no. I know.
But here's
the sitting president.
Mm-hmm. But if she becomes president before he's out, then there's definitely an opportunity of what he's saying could happen.
Because
she's rebellious enough to do it.
Could somebody just cut off the laughing gas from her?
I don't think anyone likes her.
Yeah. Just limit the amount of laughing gas that she's giving on anything.
Should Biden win and get another term, the likelihood of her being the Democratic nominee in 4 years from now, I think, is not going to be the case.
What's the likelihood of being the president 4 years from now?
I just want to know the over-under. So if Biden were to win,
and this is we'll write this in the book of
survive.
We'll do lunch, and whoever loses, you get to pick the over-under. Will he survive to the midterm election? Just to the midterms. I'm trying to make this a fair thing for both of us.
Yeah, I'll go.
Because I don't think there's any way you can win the bet to 4 years. I just don't. Fair enough.
I think at some point in time, he's going to try to, you know, when I was in government in New York, the best thing to do was put somebody in as an appointment to fill a vacancy so they could run as an incumbent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that logic would work, because the only way she can get the gravitas to be a presidential candidate on her own is to have a seat in that office before she would come out as her own, and that would let her run as the incumbent president. And I think that could benefit her, though I don't necessarily know that she's a warm and fuzzy candidate.
Her ratings are lower than his.
Yeah.
I mean, the bad thing, how do you have lower ratings than his? But she's done it.
But that doesn't matter if he dies.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That has zero effect.
Inconceivable.
If he kissed the bucket. I don't think that word means what you think.
But then the question becomes, does the Democratic Party enroll her in their vision and keep her as a candidate, or do they open a convention and there's somebody else who beats her?
Depends where we're at in 4 years.
You know, a lot of it depends on that crazy Californian who can't get any traction.
She'd get primaried by Newsom. Absolutely get primaried.
And Newsom has the distance from what's going on in California now to give him a little insulation, but everything in California is going to come back and haunt him. That's the problem with Gavin Newsom. He would be great in the rest of the country if he wasn't the governor of California.
I want you to know that Gavin Newsom will be the poster child for a victim of his own success. Mm-hmm. Right? All the stuff that they passed out there that they considered successful will be what costs him.
In California, which is not the rest of the country.
Not the rest of the country.
Yeah, but we're going to be paying for it.
And by the way, his ex-wife is Donald Trump's girlfriend. Junior's girlfriend.
Is that the Beth Dutton hat series that you're wearing today?
This is
I'm just asking if that's the Beth Dutton hat series. It just kind of came to me all of a sudden.
And believe me, I wish I was as tough as her.
If you were, I wouldn't have said that.
She blew up and lived.
Yeah.
This is my Charlie horse hat.
Charlie horse.
It's got a little horseshoe and a Z.
Yeah.
Somewhere up here.
Yep.
Yes.
I have a couple of Charlie horse hats.
So it's just like several episodes of Beth Dutton Moore.
It's the hat to wear for Brothers Osborne.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Yep.
And I'm not tall enough to block anyone behind me.
Yeah.
So it should be fine.
If any person comes up to you and asks if you're Festus tonight, you buy them a drink and I'll pay. Well, you buy him a drink and I'll pay.
Well, I can tell you this.
After answering, coming, Marshall Dillon.
I can tell you this. We were talking about ages, all right? Biden's older than my parents. I know how sore I am when I wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I hear my parents, like, you know, just complaining every single day.
Is it like snack, crackle, and pop?
Oh, it's just mm-hmm. horrible. Yeah. So I can't imagine being 30 years older than me and being president. I just can't even. I mean, Mike, we're the same age.
Yes.
Can you imagine 30 years from now you having a job like that?
I don't want
or
that
you
job.
Wanting a job like that?
I don't want that job in 30 years.
Who wants
I don't
a
want
job
any part
in their
of
mid-80s?
That job.
Any job.
No.
Right. I don't even
I don't
think,
want to be a greeter at Walmart
he
at 85.
Wants a job at 85.
I don't know.
I think Jill wanted him to have the job.
Yeah.
I don't
him out
think
of the
he
house.
Wanted
she's
it.
So she can go to school.
She's getting that, stipend for clothes. So she's keeping the stipend
for clothes. And get somebody that's not picking clothes that look like couches. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are actually articles who
it's
wore it better.
Fashion,
and it's a couch and Jill's outfit.
Khaki Man's giving fashion advice.
Yes, I am. I've never worn
is giving fashion advice.
We've talked all kinds of fashion this week. It's been a very interesting week on the Mike Lewis Show.
Well, listen, the reason she wanted him elected is she wanted full-time care for him.
Yes.
Okay, that's the whole reason she wanted him elected. She wanted full-time care.
He gets that for life anyway, just
now,
from being
sure.
a senator
for
2 years.
Now he's got full doctors. He's, he's got all kinds of stuff. She doesn't have to drive him anywhere. Somebody else will drive him.
I think she was just getting exhausted having to take care of him every day without Secret Service. And so she's like, we've got to get him back in a position where he gets a Secret Service detail so I don't have to carry him. I don't have to pick him up. Yeah. I don't have to tell him where to go.
That is the one tell-all Secret Service book I really would want to read. Joe Biden's in The Inside Look.
In the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been out of government for 4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And more stuff got turned around in those 4 than the other 46.
Yes.
The only 4
but
years.
But the other guy is such a jerk. Yes. I still can't vote for that guy. And that's what's got me so mad.
I'll still bet you you're voting for him.
No. I promise you I'm not.
Commander in Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
I still bet you Troy votes for him at the end.
I promise you I will not.
Yes.
I'm making that promise. I've never broken a promise to you.
Yeah.
So I promise That's you I'm not.
Such an interesting hill to die on.
Not a promise.
I feel like every
You're
day.
Thinking,
I didn't know your fingers were crossed when you said that.
I feel like every single morning of this administration has been 51st dates, where Jill has to put in the VHS and explain that explains to Joe Biden that he's president again. This is why you're in the White House.
But his last State of the Union, I don't know if they had him on Adderall or what it was. I was like, wow.
They had him on Go-Go Juice.
I was like, wow.
He gets up for big events.
Did you see the movie Awakenings with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had him on the L-Dopa.
They stopped doing the ticks and they slowed everything down.
The L-Dopa. For a dopa.
I have a very important... Lenny, do you have children?
No.
So we have a man with no kids, a man with 2 children,
yeah,
a mom with 3 beautiful kids.
Yes.
I have 2. And we had a child in here.
How many do you have?
I have 4.
I thought you just said 2.
I think 4. I technically have 3 now.
6. I had a Biden moment.
Technically.
I have two boys and a little girl.
So there was an article in the Federalist, right, based on some other articles that have been written of late, the cost-benefit analysis of having a baby.
Benefit?
Cost-benefit I said benefit of having...
Who the hell wrote that?
I don't know, but I saved this story just for you and Blake.
Oh, I got to hear this.
I saved it just for you. So this is a woman in her mid-30s with a dog. Aren't you glad you haven't been replaced by a dog?
Yes.
With a flamethrower, no less.
With a flamethrower, no less. That's right. She says she's 35 with a husband. Love their life, love their dog, don't have kids. They have many friends without kids who seem to be relatively happy, all things considering. But she says she can't ask her friends without kids what it would be like to have kids because they don't have kids. So she's wondering, no one can really tell you if they regret having kids either. Do you regret having kids, Troy? She needs to know.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, absolutely. The best thing I've ever done in my life was to have children.
Did you hear the sigh? The heavy sigh of relief from Blake over here.
One thing my boys know is they know I love them to death. So they know it every single day.
While there is much, right? She sets a massive
out of the
toll.
Inheritance.
What is that? What is that glare?
A massive toll on life having children is what she says.
Oh yeah,
a massive toll.
Well, I mean, I don't get as many mani-pedis these days, but I kind of get a little bit something else in exchange.
You get really bad back rubs,
right? From and your a kids. Whole lot of love.
A whole lot of love.
Exactly. Just so much a whole love. Lot of love. Mm-hmm.
So the question is there a cost? Can you actually do a cost benefit analysis of having kids?
No.
You can
if you if you monetize
you're a sociomath.
It. If you monetize it, then you miss the point of being a parent.
Right.
Well, I feel like you can do a cost benefit analysis if you're not a parent, because then you're just looking at what is spent on the child versus what is gained from the child, and then that. It reinforces your life choices. But if you're a parent, you understand that you get so much that is without a monetary value from your children.
As a parent, I love dinks.
Dinks?
Right? Dinks.
Dual income, no kids.
Yeah.
I love dinks because they pay for schools, they pay taxes, they pay for roads, and we use them up as a family. Mm-hmm. So I love dinks are necessary in our society to keep balance.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now, I was made to be a dad, and there's no monetary you can put on it.
Yeah, so. Well, there just isn't.
For me, we were dead broke when we had most of our children.
Yeah.
Right? There was only like one child. We're like, we're going to be okay, and we have this one. Yeah. When the other three were like, this is going to be tough.
Yeah, when you and I were having lunches together, we were like, we have no money, and thank God we don't have kids now.
Yeah, they would come to take our meal, and we're like, no, we have to take this home. This is dinner, because the kids are eating other food.
It's four spoonsful.
Yes, that's all I need. I'll be okay at dinner time. So there's a paragraph in here. Sure, there was an initial shift in the value that children once held for families from a time when you needed to maximize the number of children to help you on the farm or run a family business.
I hate this argument so much.
It's a true argument, though.
It's a true argument.
It's a true argument.
I hate it when it's like, well, we don't need kids now because we don't live in an agrarian society. It's right.
Free labor.
But now, it was the only labor you could get. But now with a decreased economic value of children, I don't disagree with that completely, there are sinister shifts at play, such as decreased religious formation and an increase in careers, diminishing time at home with young children, and the emotional rewards that come with that. So for me, kids are an amazing thing. I think we were put here to have families. No offense to Lenny, who doesn't have children, and I don't know the reasons
why. There are lots of people that don't have children, and they have wonderful lives, and I love them.
But I think the scary thing, right, is, and Lenny will get through this because he looks to be old enough.
I think he's going to be fine.
He's going to survive, okay. Lenny.
But for Troy and Amanda and I, if you continue to not have kids, and everybody wants, and we're already retired and old, we are going to be the ones that literally the dog will be coming for to put us down, right? You're now 80. We have no use for you.
Don't worry, Lenny. Lenny, I'll get you a good spot. Yeah. Thank
you, Lenny. He's going to send a good dog to get you.
Exactly. Right. And Susan, right. Literally spot.
Yeah. Susan good in spot. The comments kind of nailed the whole point.
She summed it up.
She summed it up in basically two sentences. The cost is measurable. The benefits are immeasurable. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that sums up exactly where my feeling is with it too.
But what about the exchange and the balance of providing for a baby, a child, a young adult until they leave the nest, so to speak, until they graduate and go out on their own?
They do that?
Allegedly.
I don't mean to pick on you, but mine did.
But
I'm not picking on you either, Blake.
But what about the return when there's a return on the back end that as parents age and the children take care of their parents, either provide for them in their own home or, worse, provide for them in a facility and occasionally go visit.
Yeah.
But, and we're one of the few cultures internationally that don't revere our elderly as much as other cultures. There are a lot of other cultures that revere elderly. We kind of, brush them off, unfortunately. As we get older, you become dispensable, which is a tragedy.
And I want to apologize for everybody that's treated Troy as an elderly person, and I haven't defended him. It's completely my fault. I should be a better friend.
Yeah, you should.
But that could be some of the payback if it happens and your child doesn't hate you and put a pillow over your face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is that potential for...
Don't give Blake ideas. He's writing this stuff down. Why is he going like this?
Why would you assume that I'll put my pillow over beneath my brother's face?
Yep. No, we're talking your father. Leave your brother out of this.
I can tell you this, and I'm going to rat Blake out.
Yeah.
Blake was probably 6 years old. He was sleeping with his brother, and I hear his brother screaming. Blake actually was seeing if he could smother his brother. Luckily, he was not able to. But he was about 6 years old when it happened. Oh, and we're like, what the heck is that? I go in there, and all of a sudden, Blake starts crying because he knows what he did was completely wrong. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I was seeing if I could do it.
I was just curious.
Is that the last? He couldn't do it. But the fact that you remember that, you were like really young. You were in kindergarten, I think, when you did that.
And what the hell? Statue of limitations, man.
Question for Blake. Is that the last bad thing you've ever done in your life besides cheating at trivia?
Physically, yes.
Okay. It's the only time he's ever tried to harm me that I know of.
It also explains why Ty now sleeps with one eye open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not in the same room.
Sleep in bedrooms now after that point. No more pillows.
Exactly. No more pillows. Exactly.
No more bunk beds anymore.
Yep. So, speaking of children, and expensive children, there was a video, and I don't know if you guys saw it or not. It was two, I believe they were Columbia students. They were portrayed as Columbia students in the clip. They had left the
University
protest
of Columbia or yes. from yes. Columbia.
Okay. Yes. University of Columbia okay. in New York City. Okay. They had left Columbia University to go to an NYU protest because I guess their protest at Columbia had been shut down.
They were lame.
And a reporter asked them, why are you here? Well, we're here to protest. Well, what are you protesting? Like, have you seen this clip?
I have seen the clip. There's like, what is this protest, by the way, guys?
Yes.
We're talking kids that probably
college
got...
College kids. Yeah. Well, who yeah. go to Columbia,
which is the hardest university right. in the country
Columbia
to get
students?
Into.
Yes. Did not know why. And then the one girl looks at the other girl and says, I'm not sure, why are we here to protest? The other girl, wearing a mask, because she's, you know, wants to be safe, says, I think I need to get more education on that. But they hurried down to be a part of a protest that they had no idea what they were protesting.
There's hot guys at New York University, yes. Yeah.
Wow. Which makes you wonder, somewhere in the country, there's a kid, probably Asian, that had a 5.0 GPA and a 1600 on an SAT that got a rejection letter from Columbia the same year these kids got in. And she's going, what? What do I have to do?
That is the highest level. I mean, we're not talking like... a community college in deep Mississippi somewhere. No. We're talking the highest
supposed highest level.
I mean, as far as opportunity goes.
Mm-hmm. So is this a sign that they brought to the protest? Just protest.
They don't know what we're doing, but we're just going to protest.
We're just going to show up and protest.
Well, they get signs professionally printed for these protests because they're funded by the right people. Mm-hmm. Well, the one chick that was wearing the mask obviously didn't listen to the CDC in 2020 because when all of the protests were happening the summer of 2020, it was that you can't catch viruses when you're protesting.
If you were, it was a safe place to be, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a safe place to be.
Only in churches.
Yeah, only in church.
In the choir, in the church.
And do you think she was using the mask to prevent germs or to prevent identification?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's an affirmative thought.
I bet her parents were happy she had that on.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe someone didn't recognize
her. Right. I mean, the first girl had to get all these calls from their friends, like, seriously, if she had any friends, right? Seriously. Or they all knew her in high school and went, yeah, that's her.
Right.
You have a friend like that that finally made the news? You're like, that took longer than I thought it was going
to. I can't believe she got in.
But her father's name is on a library in Columbia, so that worked.
That helps, yes.
Her mom's an actress.
Well, that was what was so funny about the college admissions scandal.
Yeah.
It's like they're illegally like buying their kids. Just do it the old-fashioned way. Buy a building.
Right.
Like
absolutely.
For the same cost, you can put your name on a building and then they'll just give it to your kid.
Do an auditorium.
Right. As opposed to fraudulently becoming a crew coxswain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she just wanted to be called a coxswain.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
And I'm sure she was.
I'm not going to judge. I don't know that young lady.
Stroke.
Blake.
Stroke. Stroke.
Blake, have you seen her anywhere on the internet?
She's an internet influencer.
Yeah. Have you followed her?
The daughter of What's Her Face? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she didn't even want to go to college.
Right.
Her parents wanted her to go to college. Then they illegally got her in and then had to serve time as a result. And then it ruined her career. Influencer career because she was so entitled and ungrateful for it. And everyone is like, I would love to go to this college and not have to pay this kind of tuition. And you have this privilege and you're just going to crap all over it. So it kind of ruined her influencer career.
But that college was USC. Yeah. Which decided that the valedictorian, which I thought was an earned position and not a given position, you earn it by your GPA.
Oh, you're so sweet. And they,
so cute.
Look, I'm not valedictorian. You gotta have some.
They never told you how it worked, did they?
You want to see my cue? This is why I'm doing bollocks and not being and not testifying before the Supreme Court.
You know why you were not valedictorian? Because you were not a coxswain.
That's exactly. Thank you.
But he did say,
"Oh, I feel so much better about that." True. Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome.
But you know, that's where she was. Bribe to get into was USC, where they just decided mitt and drin that the potential for the unwritten speech of the valedictorian would have been confrontational or could have brought out problems, and they took this Muslim woman's valedictorianship away from her, and by extension, every other celebrity who was going to, I forget who it was, but there were two other people that were, national celebrities, and they were, we canceled speeches at commencement. Have a nice day.
Okay.
I love that colleges were once the place where free thought was the predominant thing.
Yeah.
And now if you have any thoughts that aren't exactly what the total mindset of the group is, the group collective, you're out.
Free speech doesn't allow you to be just a jerk.
No, it does. Have you not seen college campuses?
That's what I'm saying right now.
I beg to differ, sir.
Why are we protesting exactly?
And I have a question for Lenny because, you're half Jewish.
Yes.
All right.
Half Roman Catholic.
And you're as liberal a friend as I have. Yep, might be one or two more liberal than you. But where are you at with this? Because, what these kids are doing to these other Jewish students, in my mind, is just not right in any way, shape, or form. And, I'm a proponent of free speech, but this is hate.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between free speech and hate. So,
the whole thing is just bizarre in the fact that everything got commingled with the plight of the Palestinians, which is god awful, forced into that strip of sand, 2 million people between, an electrified fence and an ocean. And the fact that a segment of that subgroup of people, the Hamas, the radical terroristic Palestinians, committed horrible atrocities, and the entire Palestinian population is being tarred with the same brush because they didn't stop the attack. Well, there's a lot of Palestinians that are minding their own business trying to survive over there, and it's unfair because the political aspect or the terroristic aspect of Hamas is just doing what they want to do. On the other hand, you also have the Israeli settlers and the settlement movement that is encroaching and constantly pushing these people further and further and further on the West Bank. Exactly. Yeah. And there's not a sympathetic position for the Israeli settlement movement, which is encroaching and pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, if you're Jewish in the world today, there's not a lot of you compared to the rest of the amount of people in the world. 4 million Jews is that a number I read just the other day? And don't quote me on that because I'm not sure the accuracy of that. But I think
it's got to be more than that.
Yeah,
worldwide Jewish population.
Yes, please.
Amanda will find the number.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
But
15.7 million.
So it's still not a whole lot.
Yeah, still not.
I was throwing off of how many died during World War II.
Well, there's
six
million people in the Holocaust. The majority of them were Jews, but you also have homosexuals. You had
there was about
gypsies.
4 million additional people that were murdered
on top of the 6 million Jews.
On top of the 6 million.
Okay,
Jews,
fine.
About
okay.
4 million.
So And if those 6 million people were alive, there would be a greater population of Jewish people because of propagation in the world. Mm-hmm. But still, if you look at Roman Catholics, you look at, I'll take international Christians, everything, Lutheran, all the generic Christians, the Roman Catholics.
Protestants versus Catholics.
But then everybody kind of discounts the Orthodox, you know, what about Hindus? What about Muslim? You know, there's jillions of them too.
Well, here's the thing that's happening with religion, and as far as the population goes, the Muslims are having children at like 5.6 to 6.3 children per couple, where Christianity has dropped below 2.
Mm-hmm. It's below.
So those numbers.
And not all of those kids are going to church.
No, yeah. No, and the population of Christianity is dropping tremendously.
And not all of those Jewish kids are going to church.
No,
no, but you have some sects of the Jewish population, the ultra Orthodox. Man, I would hate to be a woman in that, because you have a child, and then you have another child, then you have another child, and then you have another child, and then you have another child. And again, their mindset is the propagation of the faith, but still. I mean, these women have 8, 9 children in the span of 10, 11 years. Mm-hmm. It's solely to make sure there's an existence.
All right. Thanks for taking us to a sober place.
Yes, well, I'm always I can down out any conversation.
Right, thank you for when I get serious. I mean, no wonder you guys drink during bollocks. Lenny, thanks. Let's have another drink.
That's Mr. Wet Blanket to you guys. Yeah. Thank you.
So we do have trivia today. Mm-hmm. Got a whole stack of questions. I know we're not going to get through all of these because there's
my phone
ton
over
of them. Yeah. Blake has got his earpiece in. He's ready for
his computer's closed.
Yes, his computer's.
I'm working
on it. I think Blake is actually using AI to win. If you guys want to know, I think he's got AI.
Wait, who won last week?
Troy Blevins won, defending.
And it was a crushing.
Crushing.
You know what? We're going to start with you. We're going to start with you.
Can I go get my Red Bull?
No. U.S. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall was grilled by our own Rep. Mike Waltz. Yeah. In a hearing this week, Mike Waltz held up a bag of bushings, parts to make an airplane with. And the bag's
it's all ball
about
bearings,
this big, right? It is all ball bearings, right?
You didn't get your refresher course?
Unless it's a boning plane.
So the bag cost under $100 for the bushings in the bag. Troy Blevins, what does the Air Force pay for that same bag of parts?
Because I've been in this bureaucracy before.
This is why I gave you the opportunity to lead off.
I'm going to say... they had to go to some type of procurement side and all the advertisement to get the RFP, to get all of that. I'm going to say that bag of bushings cost $8,794.
Lenny?
I was going a modest $1,200.
Modest
$1,200.
That would even get you through the committee that wrote the specs.
All right.
I'm going to say $4,000.
All right.
We got 8,000, 4,000. Amanda's got to figure out, are we the over, under, are we the middle? What do you want to go?
Plus, I think government spends stupid amounts of money, so I'm going over. I'm going to say 8,001.
Actually, I was 8,794.
Mm. Okay, so 8,795.
There you go. I just wanted to make sure you heard my answer correctly. Okay.
The U.S. government, through the Air Force, for that same bag of bushings that could be purchased without the entire procurement process for less than $100, pays $90,000 for that same bag.
What a bargain.
So congrats to the points.
They're paying the salaries of how many people that are just put in the middle of that procurement process?
Mm-hmm.
Good gracious.
Too many.
Mike's learning about procurement.
He's
getting a good taste
I'm my
of it right
procurement
now.
Officer. This is killing me.
His old taste
just
of
be,
it right
just
now.
Be the lowest responsible bidder and you'll be fine.
I'm managing it. And the problem is, there's a lot. I'm managing it. I'm not building it. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm freely donating my time and services. So.
What's the movie where he's riding the rocket and he's like, we're sitting on $20 million worth of
a low bidder.
Yeah, and it's going to the lowest bidder.
Oh, yeah, that's Armageddon.
Dr. Strangelove.
Armageddon.
I think it started with Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove rides the nuke down.
Right.
But in Armageddon, it's Buscemi's character. Yeah. And he's like, does it comfort anybody knowing that we're sitting on however many gallons of rocket fuel assembled in a missile by someone with the lowest bidder?
Right. Two-point question. Which famous rapper is starting a porn studio? And what is the name of the porn studio?
I got to remember who a famous rapper is.
Blake knows the answer. I will guarantee you, Blake knows the answer.
I know the rapper. I don't know the name of the studio. Mm-hmm. So.
But you're red as can be, which is hilarious, because I usually can never embarrass you on the show.
Because I thought of an answer I was going to give for the name of the studio, but I probably shouldn't say it. Go ahead, sir. No,
it's go. Not the Go-Go's, we got the beat.
Go. No, it's not. Here, Lenny, just say something.
Ahead, just say any rapper.
Megan Thee Stallion, and it's Hung With The Horse Projections.
That's Productions. A great answer.
All right. All right. Kanye was a Jeezy porn.
Can you spell it?
Jeezzy.
Okay.
What he said. I knew it was Kanye West.
I knew it was Kanye.
Yeah.
So everybody gets 1 point, but it's Yeezy. Except, not Jeezy. It's Yeezy. Everybody, Lenny does not get one.
Yeah. Lenny doesn't get a point.
Yeah. No. I still like Megan Thee Stallion Hung Like a Horse.
Yes, you
very
do.
Very creative.
I'm sure they'll they'll put out a great product.
Trademark
Thank you very
that.
Much. Right. Exactly.
Bobby Family Pictures.
Ouch! Bobby!
All right.
I think it's Blake goes first.
Blake, Florida question. MacDill Air Force Base. This week, the staff had to remove an alligator from the runway. How big, how long was the alligator in feet?
Let's see. Alligator, you're 27 feet.
27 feet?
That's Godzilla. Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever been to the alligator park?
Go back just went, what?
Gomek when I feel like a little brother.
Oh, God.
I've seen the picture.
It's smaller than the one in the Lake Placid movie.
Yeah.
Why did I say that?
I want to say 7 feet.
All right. So, Blake, just to give you a comparison, Crunch, the alligator I killed, was 8 feet. All right. That's on our mantle. I'm gonna say, because I got to make Lenny move a little bit, I'm going to say 11 feet.
Well, good, because I was coming in at 12.
What do we got? 11?
27, 7, 11, and 12.
The answer was 10 feet. So the 11 is the answer, Troy Blevins.
Yep.
Tying Amanda for the lead.
That's a weenie little alligator.
All right. So
you catch it.
He'll take off a finger.
By a tail?
Amanda,
17.
We have a home appliance question.
All right.
Trying not to be sexist by asking a woman first.
Too late.
How many eye injuries are reported last year due to vacuum cleaners? How many eye injuries reported due to vacuum cleaners?
I don't even care. I'm saying 69.
Yeah, I'm doing.
Well, use it as a vacuum cleaner.
Eye injuries.
Is there a proper
eye
use?
Injuries.
Because I think I saw a Kanye film.
Not the one-eyed monster.
That baby's an EDC.
That vacuum cleaner sucks.
That's the problem. They get stuck and suck, and they don't go to blow.
So we have 69. What's your answer?
What did you say? 69 injuries?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're saying eye injuries.
Eye injuries, yes. Yeah.
69. I'll go 70 and she owes me one.
250.
13.
Lenny is going to finally get a point on the board.
Yes.
776 eye injuries.
Yeah. I'm just trying to visualize, no pun intended, how that could even happen.
Yes.
So I think I know how it could happen. If you've got the...
We're so interested.
You're not supposed to use the beater bar on hard floors.
Right.
So if
right.
you have
what's
like,
it called?
The beater bar.
Hey.
I'm telling you, we're giving Kanye and Megan Thee Stallion all these ideas. So if you have like sand, rocky sand, then it can spit it out.
Kick it up.
And
okay.
So I think that's what's happening.
And here's the thing, and I thought about the number being way too low, is because shop vacs. They're considered,
that's a thing.
Okay. They're considered a vacuum, and I was thinking residential, but I'm sure some of those injuries came from shop vacs on construction sites.
Because shop vacs actually do go from suck to blow, depending on
how they do. 100%. You turn
and
it the wrong direction.
Construction guys, as you know.
God, if Kanye's watching, he's got like 12 titles already.
Just in his home X series.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm first.
According to Housing Specialist Redfin did a study.
Okay.
They asked renters. They said, what percent of renters think they will never be able to afford a home? What percent of renters?
I think that's pretty high.
Yeah.
This isn't who will never be able to.
It's a real estate mogul question for someone who wants to be a mogul.
I'm going
to
go 78%.
I was sitting on 75, so I'll undercut him by 3.
78, 75, Blake Blevins.
Sorry, we're keeping you awake.
I know. I'm very sorry that I yawned during this very entertaining show, Mike.
78 or 75?
Dang. I'm going to say 65%.
65. Amanda? I'm going to say 77.
You went in the middle?
I did.
That's an Amanda sandwich.
40%.
Kanye's back again.
It's only 40%.
Only 40%.
Really? Oh, okay.
That's right, so.
Yeah, here's his hope.
That's optimistic.
Yes, yeah, but last year it was 27%.
Ooh.
So
don't like that trajectory.
So much for optimism.
The trajectory is not good.
Yeah. So close.
Yes, not good.
I guess it depends on what age of the people they're asking to.
Yeah.
Because if you're renting at age 60...
Right. Well, that's
right.
It ain't worth it.
You've given up.
Well, that's at age 25. They're like, yeah, I got the world.
Yes.
No, so I was thinking that the Zoomers and the younger millennials have a very doomsday attitude about everything. So I was thinking that they think they'll never be able to own a house because that's what I hear from all of them all the time.
Because the robot dog and the apocalypse are ending the world before they can get a house?
The fire ass dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there was a poll conducted on Biden's top accomplishments.
This is you, Lenny.
Lenny, you. The top accomplishments, right? The economy and inflation, student debt, infrastructure, nothing, not being Trump. So which one do you think got the highest responses? Again, economy and inflation, student debt, infrastructure, nothing and not being Trump.
Nothing about keeping
Ben
and Jerry's.
Well, I would say infrastructure, but the poll probably said either nothing or not being Trump.
Which one? You got to choose
infrastructure, because that's the legitimate one.
Infrastructure, legitimate one. Okay.
I'll probably say inflation, but there might be a lot of shenanigans with that one.
All right.
As it comes down.
So.
Amanda?
I'm going to say not being Trump.
Not being Trump. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's your answers. Student debt, 6% of the people said that was his biggest accomplishment, even though he hasn't technically accomplished it.
He hasn't done it.
Yeah.
The economy, let's see, infrastructure, only 6%.
Really?
Wow. Only 6%. Right. Not being Trump, only 6%.
All right. Really? All
right. Now, granted, it was a Fox News poll. I'm surprised that
was that.
I couldn't tell you that.
You should have led with
that. If it was an MSNBC poll, it would have been 117%.
Nothing wins.
The economy and inflation, 19%.
Okay.
Nothing at 38%. Nothing at 38%. Nobody got that one. Nothing was the correct answer. Blake Blevins.
See.
How many times a day, since you're a young man,
oh man,
twice.
Where is this going?
You are
twice a day.
Stroke.
You are in touch.
His refactory time is better than most.
You are in touch with the average person today. How many times does the average person check their phone a day?
Oh my God.
How many times? What were you guys thinking over there?
Wait, stroke.
Very big fans of Crew on this show today. Huge Crew fans.
Practicing
band.
To be a coxswain? Yeah. Is that what
you're doing with your hand? What are you doing with your hand?
You're on camera.
Check your phone, Blake.
Okay, your phone. Just out of shot.
I'm glad that was a close-up.
Okay.
How many times a day do you think the average American checks their phone?
I can't even imagine.
379. Times a day.
Wow, that's frightening.
Okay, let me write this down. 379.
All right, Amanda?
I'm sticking with my answer. 69.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say 100 and another one. It depends. Did it say the age of the person?
Mm-mm, nope.
Because that's a huge factor.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to say 169.
I'm going to sneak under Amanda and do 40.
No way.
Going to do 25, but I brought it up.
Not even people in the villages only look at their phone 40 times, right?
Not even that,
Lenny.
That's because they go to the bathroom so often.
So the actual answer is 144.
Wow.
So Troy Blevins, 144. Now,
I'm not
Amanda,
worried.
How many hours a day is the average person on their phone? You might as well do hours and minutes so we can make sure we've got all this together. Hours and minutes.
I'm going to say 6 hours.
That's where the number I was at, too.
God, that's kind of awful.
I'm going to say 6 hours and 1 minute. I literally was on 6 hours. I'm going to go 6 hours, 1 minute.
Okay. Blake?
Well, did you skip Lenny?
Oh, Lenny. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lenny.
It's okay. I'm holding out hope for the world, and I'll do 3 hours, and even that's it.
What?
I keep trying to bring the world back to sanity. It ain't working.
There should be a teddy bear named Lenny.
I'm going to say 7 hours and 8 minutes.
Hey, first of all, I'm scared for the three of you and your phone usage. The actual time is 3 hours and 15 minutes.
All right.
Lenny. I got another point.
Lenny got it.
Wait, hold on.
But 1 in 5 smartphone users spend upwards of 4.5 hours a day.
But that would be because they would be using the phone as a tool as opposed to just checking Fleckum.
Yeah. But I mean, right now, I still would consider myself using this phone. I have 3 hours of on-air time with my phone on
right now.
I know I'm not normal, but I don't think I'm that abnormal.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if I'm studying for bollocks and I'm not on my iPad, I'll use the phone to do my research for bollocks. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Hey, check out we can't do it now, but whenever you clean up this later, there may be somebody you need to pop out of the comments.
Oh.
We got a
troller?
I think we got a troller in there.
Do
it. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Football.
Me.
Bill Belichick has a new job. Really? What is his new job for the NFL season next year?
Oh, I don't even know. Mr. Football, I don't know.
And he's the stroker.
If it's Bill Belichick,
yes.
I don't really care.
Not over the Atlanta Falcons team, are you?
You're the Patriots. You say he's working in the NFL or he's got a new team?
He's got a new job.
New job in the NFL.
I just said
job. No, you didn't say
you can infer or not infer.
Not in the NFL.
You
might have to deal with that.
New job is the clue.
Okay. I'm going to go with new job. He's player development for the NFL.
Okay. He's in a broadcast booth or he's a commentator?
He is a guest commentator for the Pat McAfee show.
Pat McAfee wouldn't have that.
He's the new celebrity endorser of reverse mortgages.
That's a really good guess. Because he's at the right age.
Tom Selleck.
The right age.
Yep. Tom Selleck's not giving up that job.
No. Might not have it much longer.
Yeah,
maybe we should see that. How much longer Tom Selleck has that job versus Joe Biden has his job.
Tom Selleck.
Maybe that's a really good one way or the other.
How old is Tom Selleck? He's got to be like Tim
Cosgrove, while drinking
Taylor Swift.
The Manning podcast.
The Manning podcast.
So no one got that one. Bill Belichick's new job.
I would say Blake gets a half point. He was the closest.
Well,
Pat McAfee and
hey,
nothing alike.
Hey, look here, bud. But the reason
different.
I say it is because the NFL's draft tonight. Pat McAfee has a draft special, and Bill Belichick's going to be the guest commentator for it.
No, he couldn't keep up with McAfee.
Right now, Amanda's got 2. Troy's got 3. Lenny, 1. Blake, 2.
I got 2.
How has 69 not panned out for me tonight?
How did you get 2?
He got the hours right.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I didn't put that one down. You got 2. Okay.
Come on, I fight hard for these. I don't do well.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Yeah, he got the cell phone question.
Which former 2016 presidential candidate went on record saying Donald Trump looks terrible at the trial? Which 2016 presidential candidate said Donald Trump looks terrible at the trial?
When it starts with me?
No, Lenny. You just said football.
I did football.
It's Lenny.
Okay.
I'll take the low-hanging fruit and say Hillary.
Okay.
I really want to go for an obvious one.
She's gone. I already took her.
I know she's gone. Chris Christie.
You're the only one that's ever said that.
So Hillary Clinton, Chris Christie.
She's never going away. Don't worry.
Who you got, Amanda?
I think it's Hillary.
Troy?
I think it's Hillary too. I'm gonna stay with Hillary. So I was
so
go,
close to the easy win.
I was gonna go with Ted Cruz, but I think it's
no.
Hillary.
Does Ted Cruz have a backbone?
The ironic part
Ted wouldn't say anything negative right now because of the upcoming audience.
Everybody that was a president could have said he looks terrible to trial because he had the trial. Yeah. But the one person who couldn't say it and get away with it is the person who looks terrible all the time.
Hillary Clinton.
Chris Christie. Chris Christie for the tie.
Did you know that one?
Yeah, I did.
Hey. So happy.
He knew that one.
He had that. Yeah. Okay, let's say, which...
He's the only guy heavier than Trump.
Which California college this week told their med school decided that...
Eureka!
...to say obesity is a slur and weight loss is a helpless endeavor. I don't think I want any doctors graduating from this college.
This is Blake.
But which California college this week decided that obesity is a slur and weight loss is a hopeless endeavor?
Well, Dudley College, my first college in mind goes to USC.
Okay.
I'll say UC Berkeley.
I'm gonna go with Berkeley also.
Stanford.
UCLA.
Ooh.
UCLA had that.
So surprise
for their medical center?
Yeah.
All right.
So surprise you guys didn't get my deadly college joke for USC.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so I don't know why.
It's only been 2 weeks.
I don't know why you said University of South Carolina.
All right, so Chris, we got to break the tie. Last question. Christy Turlington. Was a supermodel in the 80s. Christy Turner, supermodel in the 80s.
She doesn't have an OnlyFans.
Her son was at a basketball game, and fans did something inappropriate at the basketball game to try to distract the son. Amanda, what would they do?
Flash their boobies.
Okay. Was he a basketball player?
He is a basketball player.
Okay.
They held up a poster of his mom.
There you go.
Lenny?
I'm going to try pictures of his mother.
Flash their booties.
Booties.
Nude pictures of the mom. They put nude pictures of the mom up. Lenny, you pulled in too.
I said flash boobies.
No, but it has to be pictures.
Of the mom. Pictures
had to be of the mom.
I said boobies.
It can't be actual fans themselves. It can't be actual fans themselves.
I said boobies.
The judge will give Amanda had three. Lenny, crawl back in it with the pictures of the mom at the end with a three. Blake had a three. Troy Blevins, 2 weeks in a row, trivia champion.
What's you put in that Red Bull?
Can't talk about it.
Hey, at least I wasn't shut out for a change.
Yes. All right. We want to thank all of you guys for a great week. We will be back here on Monday. We got like 20 million questions we didn't even get to for next week. So you guys have an awesome weekend. Tune into the morning show tomorrow. Is Davey back today?
Davey was back today.
Welcome back, Davey. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, talk about bollocks.
Talk about bollocks.
Oh, bollocks.
6:34 p.m.
Yeah, 6:34. We're talking about creepy and weird cartoon characters.
And villains.
And villains.
Was Kanye in any of this?
No.
Yosemite Sam's in it, and I showed my tattoo.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Two tattoos.
What minute is that? So I can tell Mr. Skin.
It's fairly early.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye, y'all.